It's time now for Sunday morning prayer time with Reverend Ed Lankford. Address correspondence to P.O. Box 991, Wilkesboro, North Carolina, 28697.
Good morning, friends, and thank you for joining me today for Sunday morning prayer time. We've all done it before, and I did it this week. I was reading a book, the Bible, the book that I've been reading my whole life, and I've never yet finished it. I've read it through several times, and every time I read it, I discover more. You can never know all there is to know about the Word of God, but you just keep reading. Because that book, the Bible, is my roadmap to heaven and is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet as I travel in this world. But the thing that I did this week is probably something that all of us have done in our lifetime while reading a book. I went to the last chapter and I read the last chapter of the book. You know how it is, don't you? Sometimes you can't wait to find out what happens in a book that you're reading, so you go ahead and read the last chapter to find out how it all comes out. Well, that's the title of my message today. Read the last chapter. Revelation chapter 22, the last chapter in the precious Word of God. I'm thankful for the Bible. I'm thankful that I was taught to read the Bible. And to be not only reading at church, but to read it at my personal home and in my personal life. When I was in Bible school, we had a set order of time, and we were to get up at 6 o'clock, and we were to study and read the Bible and pray for 30 minutes before we got ready for the day. The same thing at the close of the day at 10 o'clock. We were to have our prayer time and our devotional time by reading the Word of God. I've tried to always follow that in my life since I was a 16-year-old teenager doing that. Not always been able to do it every day and every night, but every day and every day and every night of my life, I need the Word of God. And the more you read it, the more you'll want to read it. So read the Word of God. But I went to Revelation chapter 22, and I read the last chapter of the book to find out how it all turns out and what's going to be the result of it all. I found in this chapter that we have the last promise, we have the last prayer, and the last blessing, and the last word. The last promise in the book of God is spoken by Jesus. Surely I come quickly. How this world needs to let that reverberate through our lives, that we get our eyes back on the coming of the Lord, for He is coming. Doesn't matter what's going on in this world, the trouble in the Middle East, the problems in the United States, Jesus is still coming. And He said, surely I come quickly. The last prayer is to that promise, as John bowed his head and said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. And my prayer today would be, come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on. We're waiting to go home. And it's the last blessing that's given to us in the Word of God, which is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. It's an amazing grace, isn't it? That God could love me, and that God could forgive me of the sins that I have done, and that He could wash me whole, and He could make me whiter than snow, and that no matter how many times I fall, I pick myself back up. Well, He picks me back up, and I keep trying for the Lord. And it's a book, a chapter, that contains the very last word. The very last word in the Word of God is Amen. I know you've heard that word many times. People sit in the Amen corners in the church. While I've been preaching, people have amened me. The word Amen means, so be it. And it will be as God has ordered it. I found some astounding facts in the last chapter that I want to share today. The last chapter starts by telling us that there is a pure river of water of life that flows through that city of God. I want to see that river. I want to sit by its banks. And as someone said, I want to dangle my feet in the river of the water of life. Tells us that there's a tree of life in the midst of that city, by that river, that's for the healing. Oh, I love that word, healing. Healing. Healing of all the nations. Tells us that the throne of God is there. The throne of God and of the Lamb is in the midst of that city. And right now in front of that throne, there are angels that have been created by God, whose only words have ever been, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and art and will be to come. I just got to get there. Oh, I can't miss heaven. I wouldn't miss it, would you? It tells us that there's not going to be any more curse. And that there's not going to be any more night there. For God gives us the light. And that will reign forever and ever. It tells us that we shall see Jesus. It says we shall see his face, and that his name will be in our foreheads. I can't get this song out of my mind. It says, we shall see Jesus just like they saw him. There is no greater promise that's ever been told. When he shall come with power and glory, we shall see Jesus just as he is. Little lady in the rest home, go ahead, raise your hands. You're going to see Jesus one day. Oh, go ahead, raise your hand today, friend of God, child of God. Worship him. Worship him today. The most amazing thing, won't it be wonderful when we see Jesus? Won't it be wonderful when there's no more tears, and there's no more curse, and there's no more night, and there's no more problems, and there's no more dying, and there's no more sickness, and there's no more heartache, and there's no more poverty, and there's no more want or no more need? Won't it be wonderful when we can look into the face of Jesus Christ and look into those eyes, and when I see him, I'm going to fall at his feet. And I'm going to worship him. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to glorify him. And I'm going to say, Lord, how could you have loved me? And thank you for all the things you've done for me. I've got so much to thank him for. We're going to be there for a long time, eternity, forever. And that's plenty enough time for everybody that's there to tell their story. Because you see, everybody has a story. You've got a story. I've got a story. We don't all go through the same things. We don't all face the same problems. But all of us are going to get to heaven the only way there is to get there. And that is through the blood. Glory, 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 glory. That's through the blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The most amazing and astounding thing about the last chapter in the book of God is that Jesus himself spoke five times. I've told you about the words of Jesus. Get yourself a red letter Bible. And every word that's in red is a word spoken by Jesus Christ. And I've told you, you remember over and over, read that twice. That's important. If it's in red letters, it's a word of Jesus. And you read it again. And read it over. Read it, reread it. Read it again. Thirst for the words of God, the words of Jesus. This is the most times that Jesus has spoken since the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. There's only been just a few, maybe one or two times that his words have been spoken in the rest of the epistles after the book of John. But in the revelation of Jesus Christ, because that's what the title of the book is, the revelation of Jesus Christ, Jesus speaks five times. 85 words that Jesus wanted us to hear. I'm going to read them to you right now. It's from verse 7, verse 12, verse 13, verse 16, and verse 20. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Secondly, he said, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Thirdly, he said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Fourthly, He said, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you those things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. And lastly, fifthly, he said, surely I come quickly. 5 times, 85 words. The last words of Jesus Christ. Amazing, isn't it, how that in the last chapter, as it's winding up, he speaks. And what was he speaking about? Did you notice a pattern as I read his words? What was he telling us? It's important to know that Jesus is telling you, telling me something very important. He's talking about the fact that he said, I am going to come again. He said, I come quickly. He said, I come quickly again. And he said, surely I come quickly. Get the meaning of it. Quickly. Jesus is coming. Oh, I know the devil don't like it. Oh, I know the world doesn't believe it. And oh, I know that they don't preach about it as much as they ought to any longer. But the fact remains, it's always been there. It's still there today. And if he doesn't come today, he'll be there tomorrow. Jesus is coming back to this earth. I know the world don't want him, but I do, because I'm a child of God. And my prayer, like John, is, Lord, come on. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on. Take us to a better place than this, where we can forever, in all eternity, look at your sweet face. They're going to give us a crown one day just for getting there. Well, we're going to take it off our head as soon as they put it on and lay it at Jesus' feet. For I don't deserve that crown. Jesus is the reason that I'm going to be in heaven. As I said earlier, we all have a story. And I can't wait till it's my turn on Hallelujah Square to stand up and testify and witness to all of the angels and all of the saints of God. I can't wait to look at the face of Jesus while I'm testifying about him, and just tell the story over and over how Jesus helped me make it through. There have been times in my life when I wouldn't have made it if it had been left up to me or left up to other people. But it was left up to God. Do you know when you become a failure? You become a failure the first time you refuse to get back up again. We're in a fight. We're going to get knocked down. But a champion always gets back up. You don't lose till you quit getting up. We're in a race, and no matter how hard the race is, you've got to keep running. And I just can't wait to tell my story about how Jesus helped me up. Have you been down to the bottom of the barrel? I have. Have you been down to, you didn't have anything else going for you, nothing at all? I have. But Jesus helped me. I'm going to read you this chapter. And I want you to read it and listen, reread it, listen to the words of God. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, that the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face. Hallelujah. And his name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no more night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And the Lord God and the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things, and I heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into that city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bride and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things says, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Do you know what the message is in the last book of the last chapter of the book? It is, we win. God wins. Did you notice that not one time was the devil's name mentioned? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The devil loses. We are on the winning side. Heaven is a real place. Well, glory, glory, hallelujah. Whatever's going on in this world cannot defer the fact that one day Jesus is going to split the skies and he's going to come again. Are you ready? If he should come today, if the trumpet of God should sound today, would you be leaving for that meeting in the air? Glory to God. We win. I read the last chapter of the book. We win. God wins. Holiness wins. Right wins. Glory to God. I'm on the winning side. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you today. And join me next Sunday for prayer time. I come.
You've been listening to Sunday Morning Prayer Time with the Reverend Ed Lankford. Address correspondence to Reverend Ed Lankford, P.O. Box 991, Wilkesboro, North Carolina, 28697. Be sure and join us next Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Sunday Morning Prayer Time.